This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on the Live Feed, we take you to Blooming Grounds Coffee House to hear a performance by blues musician Thomas Zachary. We'll get a chance to speak with Thomas about his work, his influences, and more. I'm Willard Hike, and you're listening to the Live Feed here on KQAL.
Mrs. Collins wept, Mrs. Collins moaned, couldn't understand why her son wasn't coming home. Angels, angels carried him away. Angels carried him away, carried him 6 feet in the clay. Angels carried him away. John shot once, Joe shot two. They shot poor Louis, shot him through and through. Angels, angels carried him away. Angels carried him away, put him 6 feet in the clay. Angels, angels carried him away. Ain't it hard, ain't it hard, when you gotta put a good friend in the gold graveyard. Angels, angels buried him away. When the people heard that he was dead, everybody came out dressed in red. Angels carried him away. Angels carried him away, carried him 6 feet in the clay. Angels carried him away. Everybody came dressed in red. Angels carried him away. Angels carried him away, carried him 6 feet in the clay. Angels carried him away. Angels carried him away, carried him 6 feet in the clay. Angels carried him away, away. Angels carried him away.
That is
All right, I'm Willard Hike here with KQAL at Blooming Grounds in downtown Winona with Thomas Zachary. How are you doing tonight, Thomas?
I'm doing real well.
Awesome. So first off, I'm really excited to hear your set tonight. Start by giving listeners kind of a general overview of your music, your sound, and you know, what kind of stuff do you like to play?
Well, I'm a blues musician, and my music has been influenced by Blind Willie McTell, Blind Willie Johnson, Robert Johnson, John Hurt, and the Reverend Gary Davis.
Do you generally perform only covers, or do you like to do you write your original music, or how do you go about doing that?
Most of the music I do is original. It's just that it's influenced by the gentleman I just mentioned.
Awesome. So what kind of venues do you play? Is it mostly things like Blooming Grounds, like coffee houses, or do you like to perform in other kind of venues?
Well, I have an interesting story about that. I was playing at a friend of mine couldn't do a coffee house gig and asked me to pick it up. And I said, sure. I had just retired from teaching for 26 years and trying to find out what to do with the rest of my life. So I did this gig, and it dawned on me that there are coffee houses all over the United States. That's one thing. The other reason why I do all this traveling is, after the election, I thought the America I knew was gone, so I went out to see if it was. And it wasn't. It wasn't. It was alive and well.
That's an amazing message. You mentioned you were a teacher. What kind of, what did you teach?
I taught, let's see now, I taught mathematics, I taught history, I taught film, I taught communications, I was the basketball coach, the debate coach, and they were all real tough gang kids, and I had a great time. They were fun. They really were fun.
This next song is dedicated to all the politicians in Washington. It's an old Blind Willie Johnson song. It's called Ain't Nobody's Fault But Mine. Nobody's fault but mine, Lord. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. Well, if my soul gets lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. My mother taught me how to read. Mother taught me how to read. If you know my soul get lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. My father taught me how to work. My father taught me how to work. Well, if you know my soul get lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. Well, if you know my soul get lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. My grandmother taught me how to pray. Grandma taught me how to pray. Well, if you know my soul get lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Ain't nobody's fault but mine, Lord. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. Oh, if you know my soul get lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. I got a good book in my house. I got a good book in my house. If you know my soul get lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. My grandfather taught me how to string. My grandfather taught me how to snore. Yes, if you know my soul get lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Ain't nobody's fault but mine, Lord. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. Well, if you know my soul get lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Oh, yeah. Ain't nobody's fault but mine, Lord. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. Ah, if you know my soul get lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. I wish I could tell you the news. I wish I could tell you some news. Ah, if you know that your soul gets lost, ain't nobody's fault but yours. Oh, ain't nobody's fault but mine, Lord. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. If I know my soul get lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Ain't nobody's fault but mine, Lord. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. Well, if you know my soul get lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. Ain't nobody's fault but mine.
That's for the politicians in Washington. They need to say that. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. They always want to blame the guy down the street. Guy hasn't been in the office for a long time.
That's how, so how'd you get started with music? Have you been playing all your life, or is it something that kind of developed later?
I've been playing since I was about 14. There was music always in my house. And then at 14, you know, you're trying to figure out how to talk to girls. And I noticed that the girls were kind of interested in musicians. So I said, well, maybe I should try that out. And eventually the music got me more than trying to get the girls.
So tonight I noticed you have a guitar all set to go. Do you play any other instruments?
No, I just play the guitar.
Okay, sounds good. So where are you from? Are you from Minnesota?
Yes, I was born and raised up in St. Paul.
Sounds good. So are you down here in Winona, or are you just visiting? Do you live down?
This is all part of the end of the 2017 tour. And the Magical Blues tour starts probably here in January, if I can set it up.
So is there, when you're putting together a song, is there a particular process you go through when making your music?
Well, sometimes it might be something I've seen, like the song I do, Vets Blues. I just saw a guy standing by the freeway with a sign that said, Jesus will save me someday, and I worked a song around that. Sometimes the song's about where I'm going, like the Recovery Church song always says, where are you going, brother? I'm going to the Recovery Church. And some things are kind of mystical. I do a song called Going to the Mountain. I'm going to do like Moses did. So the trees talks to him. Thank you. Well, I'm going to the mountain. I'm a dude like Moses did. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to the mountains. I'm a dude just like Moses did. Well, I'm gonna find out where all my happiness is. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I saw a tree, people, and it would not burn.
What's something you would hope listeners would take away from your music?
That, well, my music is my connection with the universe, is how I connect with it. I hope you enjoy it, get a little message from it. You're happy, I guess. I've never really thought about that. I just do it.
One last question for you here. If listeners want to learn more about you, where can they do so?
All you have to do is go, there's two ways of doing it. You can go on YouTube and type in Thomas Zachary. That's Thomas, and then the last name is Zachary, Z like in zebra, A-C-H-A-R-Y. And the fun part about that is you look for the blue T, and you'll see it. The other way is look for my Facebook page, which is Blues in the Key of Life.
All right, once again, this is Willard Hike in Blooming Grounds at downtown Winona with Thomas Zachary. Good luck on your set tonight, Thomas, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to play one more song, and then I got to get out of here. Well, I got the blues. 'cause I'm never satisfied. Well, woman is just like a dresser. Some man's always trying to run through them drawers. Yeah, run him through them drawers. Made many a man wear orange overalls. Well, she ain't nothing but a low-down barroom clown. She ain't nothing, oh, but a low barroom clown. Well, she can't do nothing, bring your reputation down.
Thanks again to Thomas Zachary and all of those at the Blooming Ground Coffee House. I'm Willard Hike. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.